As workers at the Hazelwood Power Station in Victoria prepare for their final shift, businesses in the Latrobe Valley are worried about their future. They'll lose customers because the station's closure is putting 1,000 people out of work. But as Danny Tran reports, it's not the first time business owners have faced tough times.
For decades, the barber shop on the main street of Morwell has been a haven for those looking for a shave and a haircut.
Well, we talk about sport, football, whatever, such and such, and it's a good conversation because some of my customers I've had for 30 years.
Many of those are workers from the nearby Hazelwood Power Station, but haircuts might soon be a luxury they can't afford. The French owner of the Hazelwood Power Station has announced it's shutting down, putting about 1,000 people out of work. Michael Mostyn Duggan has owned this barbershop for 20 years.
I think it has quietened down since it's been announced, the Hazelwood closure. I think it'll be a gradual loss of people.
But he's sure of one thing.
Definitely, it will impact my business to the aspect some of them will retire, not get jobs nowhere here in the valley, so they will move into state or they will retire and move into state completely. So it's going to lose some money from the valley as it is.
It's not the first time owners in the Latrobe Valley have been buffeted by the market forces of the industries propping up the area. Many still blame the privatisation of Victoria's State Electricity Commission in the 90s for gutting the town.
We probably lost about 10,000 people out of Morwell, and we used to employ 3 full-time here. Now there's only me. And we were flat out all the time. We were busy all the time. So it's going to affect.
People buy a lot of my crystal jewellery because of its positive effects that stones have, and amber's really good for changing negative energy into positive energy. So I expect that those pieces will be popular, at the moment.
Ruth Codlin runs the New Age retail outlet Solarity next door to the barbershop.
Certainly a lot of their wives shop with me. The Morwell community's very supportive of local business. They always try and shop local if they can.
The closure of the mine and the power station has her worried, and that sentiment's being shared by her customers.
I've seen already people being careful over the last few weeks leading into it. People are just, looking at essentials and buying essentials and being a bit more careful, as you would expect when they're losing their jobs.
She's hopeful Morwell will bounce back, but in the meantime has found herself thinking twice about purchases.
I guess I'm buying more carefully at the moment. I'm just being a little bit cautious or conservative in my buying.
Across the road, the news agency that Ray Burgess owns sits next to a vacant lot. In the distance, 8 chimney stacks loom over the valley.
I'm waiting now to drive in the morning without the lights on. That'll be quite a sort of confronting idea that it's finally closed.
He lost his job as part of the State Electricity Commission's privatisation and is under no illusions about what local businesses might be facing.
Well, it's going to affect all our businesses, and it's not just Morwell, it'll be across the valley and even to the fringes of the valley, because this is disposable income that's going to be taken out of the regional economy. So in the shorter term, what we experienced in the 90s was that there was a little bit of money around with the packages and so forth, and then as time went by, that dried up.
But despite the forecast, Ray Burgess is optimistic the Latrobe Valley will survive with a bit of help.
Listen, I know we'll get through it. It's not a question of can we. We will get through it. Now, the government can trigger some levers that can help us. They've talked about relocating departments to the town. That would bring government departments. That would bring an influx of money to the town. But what if you talk to any of the people that have been affected by this closure? They'll say what we really want here is jobs.
News agent Ray Burgess ending Danny Tran's report.